420 on 550 and 107.1 KTSA. Jack Riccardi and the IG report on Jim Comey and his memo misuse out today. We're joined on our KTSA Window World Newsmaker line by law professor William Jacobson, who also is the publisher of LegalInsurrection.com. And I got to tell you, Professor, I got to hand it to this guy. I mean, this report wrecks him, but he comes out of it with a tweet saying, "I'm ready for my apologies now."
Yes, he's really a piece of work. He's not going to jail for this, okay? That is certainly something that, you know, he can say, but he can't really say much else. I mean, he was shown to be a scoundrel, a liar, a leaker, all of these things, but because he didn't leak classified information, he's not going to get prosecuted. But that's about the only good thing you can say in this report about James Comey is he's not going to go to jail.
But, I mean, other than that, careless, reckless, revealed confidential source, not used these memos in a manner that was not professional and was personal. I mean, the report even says you did this, out of personal reasons.
Right. He was completely manipulative personality. He's exactly what you would never want in an FBI director. And he used his power to try to get his way. He manipulated everything, this report makes clear, in order to get a special prosecutor. This great national nightmare we went through of the Bob Mueller investigation, which ended up with nothing burger, was all because of James Comey. I mean, he manipulated people. He leaked his memos to the press. He did all of this. I mean, this is a bad guy. I mean, if there's any doubt, this is a bad, bad guy. He may not be a criminal in the eyes of the government, but this is nobody who should be holding his head up high. And, of course, he's made a fortune off of this with his book sales and speaking tours.
Can you explain? I'm not really sure I understand the legal point or fine point of the difference between him leaking directly to a newspaper and giving it to this Daniel Richmond to leak.
Well, I don't know how significant a point that is. I think the main point is that it was not classified information. Mm-hmm. I think that was the upshot of it. I don't recall the distinction that they made in the report between direct and indirect. It might be in there. I'm just not recalling it right now. But I think that was the big thing, is that he didn't leak classified information, and therefore we presume that's why Department of Justice decided not to prosecute. But let's face it, I mean, there is a double standard here. If any other FBI agent had done what he did, they would have found a way to prosecute that person, just like they found a way to prosecute Michael Flynn and all these Martha Stewart and all these other people. If they want to get you, they get you. And there is enough here that if it wasn't James Comey, if it wasn't their buddy James Comey, it was some regular FBI person or some FBI person they thought might be favorable to Donald Trump, you better believe that person would have been prosecuted. So this is a stain not just on James Comey and the FBI, but also, frankly, the Department of Justice.
Any insight or any sense of where the McCabe thing is going? He's gone to work for CNN, but he could still face charges, right?
He could. I think at this point, after Hillary wasn't charged, after James Comey wasn't charged, I mean, what does it take to get charged if you're somebody who's, you know, in with the political crowd at the FBI and the Department of Justice? We do have a different Department of Justice, but the career people are still the career people. And even though you have, you know, a Trump nominated and appointed attorney general, they're not being overly aggressive. But I got to believe if it was Eric Holder there and it was a Republican in James Comey's position who had done something negative to Obama, I think they would have found a way to prosecute. And I think that's really the big takeaway here, is that people like Hillary and James Comey get away with it.
Yeah.
And everybody else gets prosecuted.
Yeah. No, well said. And always read you at LegalInsurrection.com. Professor Jacobson, thank you this afternoon. We appreciate it.
Great. Take care.
426 on News Talk 550 KTSA.